Real people,
real celebrities,
real talk.
Join the Breakfast Club.
Blast off in your
weekday morning, 6 to 10.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Got a special guest, Mr. Corey Holcomb. What up, sir?
One of the funniest people I know.
Hey, that's what's up. That's big coming from you, man, you know. I just want to say to all of the girls, All-Star Game in New York, because I was here.
Okay.
The All-Star Game, that I told I was going to help you get that buddy pass back to Florida. They didn't mail them. I just wanted to let them know. They listened to the show, and right. They, you know, they've been texting me. I know you're going to be on the Breakfast Club. I didn't get the buddy passes, so...
They stuck.
Yeah, they stuck.
Damn it, man.
There's a lot of girls still stuck here waiting on them buddy passes.
Well, this is not a fun place to be stuck in this weather right now.
That is cold.
Now, Corey, they call you the ghetto Dr. Phil, but then some people say you hard on these women.
That's
man.
Why Charlamagne said I should just be quiet.
No, I'm not hard. I'm not hard on the women like people think. The confident women love me. It's the girls who grew up without daddies. They have issues with me. If you grew up without a
my
father...
My dad's around.
Oh, your dad's around. Yeah. You're not my type, then. I was looking at her yesterday on the Wild and Out. She's cute, you know what I mean? Yeah. But you got a dad in your life. That means you know the stuff that you need to know, and that's...
I'm sure there's plenty of great women out there with no fathers in their life.
Yes, yeah, a few of them. Yeah.
What are some of the differences between girls with fathers and girls with no fathers?
Well, you know, when you got a dad in your life, you get to see the other side of the game. You get to see what it's like to grow up with a man as well as a woman.
Gotcha.
And there's just a lot of girls who really don't get a chance to be around a man until they start dating him. And you know, a lot of times when you're dating, you know what we're after.
Yeah,
so they're so disappointed.
Yeah.
And then by the time they're in their 30s, they got that mad look on their face.
What about guys that grow up without their dad, though?
Oh, they have issues too, you know what I mean? But I don't date guys. They're on their own. That's what I do.
Yeah, I saw you going in on Steve Harvey too.
Yeah, Steve Harvey. I did one of a show where I didn't know I was on the air with him and I didn't speak and he got mad. And he was saying bad stuff about me, and you know, I'll go. I like it.
Bro, what show was it, like a comedy show or the radio?
Well, one time when I was in Kentucky, the lady who's on the show with him, I didn't know I was patched into those guys.
Oh.
So he was mad because I didn't speak to him.
So he was talking to you and you weren't speaking back?
No, I wouldn't do that. I'm not that way. He just felt as though I should have acknowledged him, but I was like, I didn't know you were on the air. I didn't know I was on the air with them in that room.
Yeah.
So he was mad. And he said something, and I could have been big and just been like, oh, hey, man, I didn't know you were on the air. But I was like, oh, okay. You want to go there? So we just went there. I'm not mad at Steve Harvey.
You think it's like a comedian thing? Like he feel like he the OG, he's supposed to bow down?
Thank you. You know what's happening. You know what I mean? And I will give respect to those who deserve it. He's been around, and he finds a way to stay relevant. But if you want to talk crazy, I do that. That's what I do.
No bowing down.
Yeah, because my homeboy was one of the guys who was the friend to the barber that he used to have when he used to have that Afro cake.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was thinking about putting that Afro cake procedure on the internet just to show how he used to get his Afro cake done.
Now, yesterday we did film Wildin' Out, and Remy Ma was there with us.
Yeah, yeah.
She was talking about your pants to me.
I had on the snake or whatever, the
weird
looking pants.
Red python print pants or something.
I take chances with my outfits. I mean, I grew up I'm from the projects.
Chicago.
I shopped at Foot Locker, got the 2 for $20 sweats all the time. Now I wear weirdo stuff.
Yeah.
And it also helps me with the girls who grew up without fathers. They like, that's different. I never saw that before. I mean,
What do you think about people like Steve Harvey when they write the books, like Act Like a Lady, Think Like a Man?
From what I understand, he didn't write the book.
Okay.
He bought the book off of somebody, and that's cool, too. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the thing that everybody talks about, and I got to talk about it, too, is the 90-day thing.
Mm-hmm. Wait 90 days.
Ladies, don't do that. You're playing yourself. That's how you get sick.
That's
how you get sick, because when you decide to let him do it, he's going to do it. But I guarantee you, he's going to be doing other things while he's waiting on you.
90 days is not that long.
Raises your chances of getting sick, right? You're going to be coughing 2 days later.
You could wait 3 months. I'm sure you've gone 3 months without having sex before.
No, not in these times. Poverty keeps me in business. A lot of girls are struggling. And they need my assistance. I offer anywhere from $40 to $80, depending on your neighborhood.
Oh, the value of vagina is at an all-time low right now.
Yeah, right now. Yeah. I mean, come on. I'm going to Brooklyn later on.
you don't like Stephen A. Smith too much either. You say Stephen A. Smith is a misrepresentation of black people.
Well,
and
I don't,
Charles Barkley.
Yeah, you know, they got jobs that they get their checks from Massa. That's what I call it. And they have to say things to try to make black people look bad because Stephen A. Smith got suspended when he was bold enough to say something about women. When he spoke from the heart on women, I think he said something about how
domestic
women
violence.
Need to make sure you don't do nothing to put yourself in that position. Yeah. Okay, bam, he was suspended. Mm-hmm. But he goes on air and he says a lot of stuff about black people. He never gets suspended for that. So we're not represented. So he takes advantage of that and he goes in on us. Mm. It's like he was talking about Marshawn Lynch. And I didn't like that because the Super Bowl was fixed, ladies and gentlemen. We all saw it. If you watch football, if you know football, the Super Bowl was fixed. Marshawn Lynch was not given the ball, and they did not show his face at the end of the game.
Because they didn't want him to be the Super Bowl MVP. They can't have that guy with the dreads who don't conform to media as the Super Bowl MVP.
You know what's happening. And I think we're conformed to believe, nah, the world ain't that bad. But, yes, what you saw happen, absolute power was witnessed. Marshawn Lynch was not given the ball.
Now they call you the Ghetto Dr. Phil.
Mm-hmm.
I just said that.
There's a member. I'm referring to it. I'm going to something. There's a member on the Breakfast Club that's lightening his skin.
I'm not lightening my skin.
I didn't say it was you.
Well, it's not me because you said his.
I'm not lightening my skin.
How do we deal with somebody that's, you know, bleaching skin? You know, maybe they're
not. I am not bleaching
problems.
My skin.
Is that dangerous?
Doctor talk.
Hey, man, I'm not going in on this, man. Y'all can get out of here.
I didn't say it was him.
Hypothetically, if I was.
You didn't say it was him.
Hypothetically, if I was bleaching my skin, what would you say to me?
I would ask you why you ashamed of your skin.
I'm not, because I'm not bleaching.
I mean, I've seen people bleach their skin. I saw what Sammy Sosa did.
Cartel.
I was like, wow, you just don't like your mom. You know what I mean? I think if you bleach your skin, that's some type of frustration you had with your mom.
Now, I got to ask you this. I saw you posted a picture of, I think it was Immature in bed, and you put Foxhole. You know that picture of them in bed? Was it Immature?
Yeah, it was Immature. They were, you know, it was the picture with all the little boys in bed together.
And you said Foxhole.
And I said Foxhole Party. I joke about Jamie Foxx, but I actually like Jamie Foxx.
Does he
I
get started out. Ever?
Used to be on Foxhole.
I used to be on the Foxhole, and you know, it ended a way I didn't really want it to end, but I
some
mean,
people
like,
felt like y'all had a little issue.
Yeah, you know, and I always say on my Twitter, I do not dislike Jamie Foxx. I just go in sometimes, you know what I mean? People go in on me. I get fat jokes done on me or whatever, but I don't care.
Does anybody ever get like super offended to the point where they just don't get you no more?
I've seen girls walk out of your show.
Yeah, I've seen couples walk out. It was this one dude, his girl walked out, and he was trying to be strong. He was like, man, I ain't leaving. After about my third joke, I was like, hey, man, you better go get your girl. Everybody was clapping. He just said, yeah, I'm going to go get her.
They broke up after that. How you going to let?
People who are easily frustrated, they sometimes when the comedy shows don't go the way they want them to go, they get mad. I seen this lady walk to the manager of the club at the Improv in L.A. She was literally crying because the comedian was doing a retarded joke. And she was like, my brother is retarded. He was like, really? Do you think he knows your brother? I mean, the fact that your brother is retarded.
But what about people you know, like colleagues, other comics? Do they ever get like, okay, that's not cool that you went there?
Hey, people can say what they want to say about all kinds of people. I try to stay in my lane. Mm-hmm. You know, I turn down TV jobs that probably will help me move up the ranks in Hollywood faster if they don't display me in a way where I want to be displayed. Mm-hmm. I want to be this guy, that guy that I'm trying to be. That's what has to happen on film when I do it. Just like Wilding Out. Mm-hmm. Nick Cannon, he knows I'm going to say something crazy.
Right. You know he what I'm saying? That.
Right, but he's a confident guy, so he lets me be myself.
He has a lot of money.
I love Black Jesus on there when you said you wasn't there when your babies were born, but when your pit bull puppies have babies, you're going to be there. You're going to be there for your bitch.
Yeah, you know, it's my brand of comedy, and it's bold. Mm-hmm. And in the beginning, there were a lot of people who I know that were close to me saying, oh, you're taking it too far. But I just had a feeling it would all work out. That's why I'm able to live the lifestyle I live, and I'm able to turn down certain TV jobs because the people come see me.
You know, when I follow you on Twitter, I always wonder. I said, man, I wonder if certain things Corey say would get him blackballed. Because you're very outspoken against the homosexual community, against women. I'm like...
As a matter of fact, Charlamagne was doing something really gay before you walked in, and he was like, stop, stop, stop.
No, I was not doing nothing gay. What are you talking about?
This is important that I say this. I did a joke on a guy, B. Scott, who was on the Foxhole, and he got mad, and he called the people from GLAAD. On me.
Wow.
And,
oh, you can forget it.
I was talking to them. They were saying, Corey, I think you're funny. They just told me you cannot talk about hate and you can't talk about
maybe beating somebody up. But if you got a joke, you can make a joke.
Right.
So you know what I'm saying? It's like my cousin's, he's flaming gay, and we go at it all the time. I'm smart enough. I've been given the information not to talk about people like, oh, I want to fight you or something like that. So that's how I get away with it.
Have any executives ever said anything to you?
Nah, man. You know, it's like most of the times they're either going to deal with you or they're not.
Has anybody gay ever tried to come on to you?
No. But you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you get guys who are bold. I'm not going to lie. I'm gonna say it on the air. When I shook Paul Mooney's hand the first time, he held my hand in that way. And I was like, get my hand back, man. What are you doing? Right.
Okay.
No, not the little rub in there. But it was that little squeeze I've given the girls I'm willing to offer the $40 or $80 to. You know what I mean?
Now, you once said in an interview that men cheat more than women, but married women are better cheaters.
I can agree with that. Well, I know men cheat more than women. Mm-hmm. Women expect to get married, and then it's just you and them forever, and that's just not going to happen in this country because men have an appetite to chase women. And when we have enough money to do it, it makes it a lot easier for us to chase women and pay them enough for them to be quiet.
Pay them to be quiet?
Yeah, you can pay some girls to be quiet.
It sounds very expensive to have to go through all that.
Not really. The struggle is real out there in them streets.
So have you ever been in a monogamous relationship?
Of course I've been in a monogamous relationship.
Because one of the questions is on here is, who hurt you, Corey?
That's where the camera's at. Was it? Yeah.
It says, who hurt you, Corey Holcomb?
I do hear that a lot. They be like, somebody hurt Corey. Because Corey be going in on the women so hard. Somebody hurt him.
That's too predictable. Somebody hurt him. That's why he acts like that.
You've been heartbroken,
that's predictable.
Though.
We've all been hurt before.
Let's talk about it.
In high school, my girlfriend, she was this African girl. Her name was Akashua. And she left me for the guy who pitches at Jackson State.
Okay, that makes sense.
That was my first time ever really being shocked and hurt about a relationship. But we've all been through it, right?
Mm-hmm. Did it make you hate women then?
No, I love women.
Why do you make me hate women?
Women make the world go round. You know what I mean? Most of these jokes I come up with, I'm going to tell you something. Mm-hmm. My wife helps me come up with this stuff.
Really?
A lot of people don't even know I'm married. But my wife helps me come up with stuff because she's got that crazy type of personality too. Mm-hmm. She knows what this is. This is the hustle, baby.
You got to go see Corey stand up. He had Caroline this weekend. I saw Corey stand up a couple times. One time Corey said to the crowd, you know, they got that vaginal rejuvenation thing. You know what I'm saying? Make you snap back, you know, be right, be the way it was before your uncle touched it.
Yeah, all that. Well, that happens. A lot of people don't want to admit it, and then their mom like, my brother would not do that to you. But it happens. You know?
Now you're going to be at Caroline's this weekend.
Yeah, I'm going to be at Caroline's this weekend. And you can bring it. I want to let everybody know, you don't have to argue with your girlfriend this week in New York. Just bring it to the show. Everything you want to say, I'm going to get it off your chest for you.
Oh, nice.
Is it good to bring your side chick to something like that?
Please bring your side chick. She needs to know her place. I give a whole tutorial on how side chicks can move up in the game.
How do you feel about... Oh, go ahead.
How can a side chick move up in the game?
Silence. All those questions and stuff that just... That might bring the other girl who ain't doing well financially ahead of you. But you know, just got to be quiet and overlook stuff that you know you're not supposed to overlook. That's how you make it to wifey.
Now, using the wedding ringer with Kevin Hart. How do you feel about Kevin Hart's success? Because it seemed like every comic got something to say. Like Mike Epps, Ari Spears.
Well, Kevin Hart, that's my man. Kevin Hart took me on tour with him. And I never would expect him to let me go on tour with him because of our styles.
Yeah, he's so clean, dirty, yeah.
He said, Corey, I want you to go up there and tear it up before I go up there. So I have a whole new respect for Kevin Hart, even before, because, you know, we knew each other in L.A. We used to play basketball. Mm-hmm.
Did he cast you in The Wedding Ringer?
No. The guy, Will Packer did. The guy who makes those movies. Thank you, Will Packer. Mm-hmm. You know, that's Hollywood giving me a chance. You know what I mean?
Did you hear what Ari Spears said, that Kev can't say he's one of the greats because he has so many writers?
Kevin doesn't have a lot of writers. What is that? It's Kevin and Harry doing their thing. Let me tell you something. I like Ari Spears too, but there's a lot of guys who's envious of Kevin. And that's what comes with success.
Right.
there's a lot of guys who are on the radio who are envious of you guys, yeah, right? Yeah, you absolutely. Know what I mean? When nobody's hating on you, that means you're not doing nothing. So yeah, right. You should be glad. You should be glad.
I don't want anybody feeling sorry for me.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Where everybody likes you, something is wrong.
Right. I agree.
Competition is good. I love it. I don't get mad at guys who say something about me or whatever unless you're saying it to my face and it looks like we're getting ready to go there. Then I'm like, oh, this is real. But now, all that stuff people say behind your back, hey, man, that's beautiful.
Now, wilding out, a couple times it looked like it was going to get a little real there yesterday. Those comedians were getting in each other's face.
We just act like that,
man.
It'd be
the battle rappers, man.
Oh, you talking about in the wild style of the air? Yeah, it was a little intense for that last one. But it was the last show, and everybody was trying to get it in. Mm. But it's not going nowhere. That whole cast, there's no fighters on that cast.
Who do you think is a good representation of black people? I mean, you always point out the ones that aren't. Who do you think is a good one?
Well, I always bring up the fact that Minister Farrakhan saved my life. After listening to what he had to say, I realized I wasn't alone mentally in this world. Mm-hmm. So I always give him, you know, his props. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of black representation that doesn't get the media exposure that they deserve. So a lot of people I would bring up, people wouldn't even know. But guys like Charles Barkley are always given opportunities to be on radio, on television, because they will say something negative about their own. And I feel like the powers that be allow that. Mm. Nobody's ever challenged them. I've never heard Charles Barkley or Stephen A. Smith talk about their issues with Caucasian people. Mm-hmm. But they will talk about their issues with black people. So, you know, get some guts, man, and say something else. Mm. It's predictable what you're doing.
Right. Now, you said you've been looking for the right project for television, and you want to do something that represents you in the way that you feel is you. So what would that be?
Well, I've pitched a couple of sitcoms where, you know what I'm saying, I have a side chick on the show, but television isn't necessarily ready for somebody like me to do that. They'll have a show like Scandal.
Right.
You know what I mean? So they're easing it in. So
or
I
being
know,
Mary Jane.
Yeah, something like that. You know what I'm saying? But my time is coming.
But that's the man, though, Carter. That's the man making the black woman out to be hoes and side chicks.
There's actually some truth to that, what you're saying. But I'm saying, like, television has a way of easing in to the certain level, you know. Like,
but Power, he has a side chick.
On who?
Power, 50 Show.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, see, so that lets you know they're bringing it in. Yeah. They're bringing it in a little bit.
Now might be a great time for your side chick.
I've never been in a rush for my success because I eat, you know what I'm saying? I'm from nothing, so. If I make anything, it's good to me. So, you know, God has been good to me. I've never been in a rush with the entertainment industry. When I got to L.A., I was in L.A. 15 days. I had a deal at Fox Television.
Wow.
So they've always, you know, been interested in me. It's just finding a lane for me. That's why I'm not really knocking the industry. I understand it's television. You're not going to have a guy like me on television saying what I will say if I'm allowed to say it. Yeah. But if they can find a lane for me, I believe my time is coming.
That comic grind is crazy, though, because there's so many comics I know go to L.A., they'll get these deals. It's like, yeah, I got a deal with Fox. I got a deal with NBC. I'm like, but nothing happens.
Yeah. Well, television is very difficult. You can get a television deal, but to actually get that show on the air is very difficult. That's why movies are better, because when you get a movie greenlit, you have a good chance of the movie making it to the theaters.
Right.
Just because you got a television show, you can even shoot the television show. I'm sure you know about this. Yeah. People have actually shot their show and it never see the air.
Wow.
It's the politics of the game, man, but it's all fair.
Wow. Well, come see you this weekend at Caroline's.
Oh, actually, I'm going to be here this weekend.
What's the times? Do you know the times?
I don't know the times, but I know I'm going
to
be there.
Well, you can go to Caroline's.com because it's all on there.
Caroline's.com. Get your ticket. Check out the time, February 19th through the 22nd. Also, wilding out this summer. We appreciate you joining us.
Yeah, make your girl reevaluate her life by taking her to a Corey Holcomb show.
That's what's up. This is big for me. I always wanted to be on y'all's show,
really?
So I'm finally here.
I appreciate
even though
it.
You canceled?
No, I didn't cancel. I had to feel. And to my baby mama, I told you I was going to feel. That's why you still struggling. Go ahead.
It's The Breakfast Club. It's Corey Holcomb.